Hello and welcome back to Birthday Skin. We are a weekly skincare and self-care podcast. And every week we decide to tell you that we are your favourites.
Well, why wouldn't we be?
Well, there's not that many out on the market.
Yeah, there's not, is
but,
there?
I mean, there's a few now, but not with our format and not with our amazing sense of humour.
Oh, God.
Have you been, Ames?
Yeah, all right.
You are dressed like The Rock.
No, oh my
yes,
God.
Yes, you
no,
are.
I
you have
not.
A black turtleneck top on with two gold chains.
Right, no. Can I? So, if any of you have seen the picture that Charlie's referring to, I agree. My top half kind of does, but bottom half, no. He has a fanny pack on and he also has blue jeans. And I am wearing black culottes and no fanny pack. And also, I'm wearing a leopard print headband. And I don't remember the last time I saw The Rock wearing a leopard print headband.
I feel like you've taken this very personally. You do look like The Rock.
Yes,
you do.
It's literally a turtleneck and two necklaces.
Yeah, that look exactly like The Rock.
Stop taking pictures of me.
This is going right on our Instagram.
Stop it. Literally, I don't like it. I don't like the angle that you may be getting here.
I've zoomed right in. Don't you worry, hon. It looks gorgeous.
Thank you.
Yep, that's gone straight on our story, Ames.
For God's
without
sake.
Your prior approval.
When, honestly, though, was the last time
that
The Rock wore a leopard print headband?
I mean, you are looking very feline today. I think it's because you've got like leopard print nails.
That makes me
you've
sound
got
like
leopard print
Pat
headband.
Butcher. These aren't leopard print.
Leopard print glasses.
They're tortoiseshell.
Oh, sorry. Oh, you've
not
got tortoise
leopard print.
Fucking hell, these clashes.
Well, fucking hell, bitch. Talking about felines, anyway. Yeah. I did the weirdest thing the other day, and
God.
When you can't stop thinking about something.
What?
So,
what the hell are you about to tell?
So I was at Franz, my friend's dad's house, where we're keeping at the minute.
Oh.
Don't make it weird. Please do not make it weird. And he lives in like a really, really nice road, like in a really like quite posh area. And
why the fuck are you hanging around there?
I don't know. I don't belong there at all. The funny thing is,
fair,
he's got a cleaner.
Like...
Right, he's got a cleaner that comes to his house, and I was walking home the other day. And I didn't even realise, I said, I hope the cleaner's changed my bed. And Fran went, you are so Wilmslow now.
So Wilmslow. Fuck.
I was like, I'm just going to nip to Waitrose for tea.
Yeah. You
but
always
anyway,
FaceTime me. I'm in Waitrose.
Well, it's the only shop. It's the only shop that's
yeah,
close to the
hanging
house.
Around the yellow ticket aisle.
Oh my God, it's amazing. It's actually
that's
amazing.
What happens when you put a girl from Blackpool in Wilmslow.
Anyway, can you let me finish?
Sorry,
so,
what did you use this poor cat?
You've ruined it now.
No, you said you had a story about a cat.
I said about felines. Could have been a lion, could have been a tiger.
Oh, fuck
anyway,
yeah,
it
sorry,
is a cat.
Forgot there's loads of lions and tigers
it
in Wilmslow.
Can you just let me finish my story? So it is a cat. So basically, neighbours, really nice, never actually spoken to them.
How do you know they're really nice then?
Franz told me they're really nice.
Okay.
And actually they came to the door the other day being like, I'm so sorry my dog's barking, just give me a shout, blah, blah, blah. And Franz said that she always used to make, like, nice bakes and bring them next door. So I've built this picture of this really nice family next door.
Okay.
Really innocent, quite posh, quite like, you know, up there. Me, walk out the door in the morning, their cat's on the stair. And I just go, morning, kitty. And the sun is fucking coming out of the door.
No.
And I just went, morning. And
morning.
Shuttled my way to the train station.
Oh my God.
Morning, kitty. I don't know where it came from.
You
I really
are unacceptable.
Don't. I know.
Mm-hmm. You 100% should never
I just,
speak to
I
a cat like that.
I keep thinking about it.
Yeah, I'm not surprised, you weirdo. I don't speak to cats like that. Usually I'm like, get the fuck out of my way. I hate you.
Morning, kitty.
I absolutely despise cats.
I could have said something. I could have used a worse word for a cat than kitty, to be fair. Though.
You could have.
Morning,
pussy.
Morning, pushy
and
cat.
And on that note, this episode is all about...
Oh, I actually forgot what the episode was about then.
So, well, it's a bit of a confusing one because we originally set out, you wanted to do an episode on Milia spots, didn't you?
Yeah, so Jade, my nail lady and dear friend, has been saying it to me for so long because she's a beautician. She was like, Amy, you need to do an episode about this. The amount of people that come to me and ask what they are. And I'm like, you know what? I've had them before. Cal's had them.
I don't get them, so I was a bit like...
Oh, yes, she is. But yeah, you were like, it's not going to be popular enough, but you absolutely... Like, we Yeah. Spoke to Sean about it, who was on the app last week, and I said, do you think this is a good episode? And he was like, oh my God, yeah. And I was like, yeah. See, they are really common.
Yeah.
And you're like, right, okay, so here we are. Yeah. I got my way.
Congratulations.
So, yeah, she was like, he should really do an episode on them. And I was like, yeah, I think we really should, because they are so common. And
yeah.
Like, they're so fucking annoying. Like, if you know what they are before us explaining them, you'll know. What the fuck? Like, why?
Why do
they're
they
so
exist?
Annoying. So,
well,
yeah.
As we started looking into Milia, I started to find a lot about keratosis pilaris, which is also widely known as chicken skin. So we're going to speak about them both. So milk spots and chicken skin tonight.
Yummy. Oh, yeah, yummy. Mm, that sounds disgusting.
Winner, winner, chicken skin dinner.
I absolutely... I'm going for a roast after this as well.
Oh, yummy.
Right, anyway.
Right, let's start off with Millie. You talk about it because I've never had it. I've never had one. They sound fucking irritating. But then later on, I'm going to talk about chicken skin.
That is absolutely...
By the way, if you don't know what chicken skin is, we didn't actually say, it's like the kind of like pimply, rough, spotty skin that you can get on the backs of your arms, on your butt cheeks, on your legs, not very often on your face.
Mm. Usually like, it's very common on your
tougher
face.
Tougher skin, yeah. Yeah. So yeah, as like I was saying, when we started looking into Milia, we found the keratosis pilaris, and it's because they're both caused by the same thing, but Milia's mostly on your face, like we just said, and keratosis pilaris is generally across your body. And they are both caused by a buildup of something called keratin, which is something that you might have heard of quite a lot, because it's quite popular to get like keratin hair treatments now. And what it is the main protein that kind of forms the outer layer of your skin, but it also helps with your nails and hair. So like a keratin hair treatment is used to kind of like make the strand of hair stronger, so it will kind of fill in any blocks where the keratin's been damaged or you've got not much collagen or whatever. So yeah, it's basically just what makes something strong. So keratin in the skin is to make sure that it regulates skin regeneration, make sure the skin cells are healthy and kind of doing what they should be doing, and also prevents the cells from dying. Obviously cells have a lifespan, and you need to make sure that you turn it over, which is why retinols and acids are really good, because as soon as it dies, then you're kind of shedding it and you're like, that is gone. Let's make room for some new skin cells. So keratin basically just makes sure that your skin cells that you've got are healthy and prevents them from dying too early. So that's kind of like the main thing. But keratin does also cause milk spots and chicken skin.
Thanks for that, Mum.
Oh,
I know.
Sorry, I did the science bit. That is out of the way.
Good.
Do you want to start with Milia Ames?
I shall. So basically, for all you lucky guys and girls who have never experienced it before, so they're basically small, tiny cysts with a white head that can be found in clusters or on their own, but they are absolutely painless and appear from nowhere.
Oh, fantastic.
They can develop without any real reason.
Yeah. I'll quickly just interject there. It's really difficult for people to know why keratin builds up. There's loads of studies that are still ongoing about it because it's just not really that well known. I know that you're going to list a few reasons as to how it can be made worse. Mm. But just from the outset, keratin build up, like nobody really knows why it happens, which just makes us all more annoying.
Yeah. So yeah, just annoying, like, oh my God, when I think about them, I get angry. So they're quite common around the nose and the eye area. And they're also really common in babies,
yeah.
Like around the nose. Like if you've ever looked at a really young baby's nose, and it's got like loads of white little dots, that they're not spots.
Yeah.
They're commonly known as milk spots.
Mm.
But they are Milia, actually. And they're annoying because if you've ever tried to pop one, you'll know that it's literally like trying to walk on water. It's impossible.
Oh,
they
God.
Are rock solid inside.
Oh.
Absolutely. You can't pop them.
I've honestly never had one.
Carl had quite a big one as far as they come, like under his eye, next to his nose.
Yeah.
And he said to me the other day, because I don't know how well all you audience guys and girls know about mine and Callum's spot-picking relationship. Every night before we go to bed, we've got a routine. I do his face and his back, and it's the... Honestly, I only see him like once a week, but I look forward to it.
Every you really week. Treasure that time.
Honestly.
Memories.
Love being in bed with my boyfriend.
All alone, picking spots in the moonlight.
But yeah, and I was doing his face the other day and he was like, oh my God, have you noticed that it's gone? And I was like, oh my God, yeah, like how weird. Because he'd had it for months and months and months. It's really sad. So
how did he get rid of it? Don't just fucking leave us hanging.
Oh, they can just, I was about to explain, they can just disappear on their own.
Oh, fair.
God, so,
they are irritating little gits them, aren't they?
Not heard the word git in ages.
I love it. Git. God. You're a git.
I also read that they're quite common in people who have had sun damage.
Oh.
I know.
All the more reasons to wear SPF, darlings.
You would literally use any excuse to say that line. And you know what? I'm here for it.
Yeah, thanks,
I'm here
Mom.
For it.
Thanks.
So you can get rid of them, but not on your own. I mean, you can. There's a way of doing what I'm about to explain that a practitioner would do, but I wouldn't recommend you do it on your own. So basically, if you do...
Does it involve slicing open?
Yeah, it does. So milia removal with a professional usually requires an incision, blah, blah, blah. Normally painless and quick.
Painless with an incision? I don't think so.
No, I think it would be quite painless. Thing. It'd be quite... Because it's such a tiny little layer of skin. But this is what I read, and oh my God, it's the most satisfying thing ever. Oh. Well, it sounds satisfying. With a sterile needle, you can gently flick up the outermost surface of the skin, freeing the milia and enabling you to wiggle it out like a tiny little chalk ball. It's honestly rock solid. It's like it's just a ball of build-up.
That is such a weird sentence.
Wiggle it out like a tiny little chalk ball.
Oh, God, ew.
Which is quite horrifying to think about when they are common.
Wiggle you
wiggle
out,
me
like
out like a chalk ball.
Oh,
that was a nice noise. But yeah, which is quite a horrifying thought when you think that they are quite common around the eyes. Like, I don't want little tiny little chalk balls being wiggled out near my eyes. Whatever. Or they can be removed by like a laser treatment. Or if you wanted to just leave them, they do disappear on their own within a few weeks or within a few months. It just depends.
Can I also interject again? I feel like I missed a piece of information out earlier. If you have high levels of keratin buildup, so you suffer with chicken skin or with milia, it's generally a genetic thing. So, like, I don't have either, and I never have had either. I'm sorry to say, but it's because it's not within my gene pool to have it. So if you have it, it's not something that you can cure. Neither of these two things you can cure.
It's just more prevention.
Prevention and, like, just trying to make your skin nice and healthy.
And I wouldn't really, every time I got one, I wouldn't really want to go to the doctor and be like, ha, poke a needle in this. Yeah. So I would not recommend doing it at home, but obviously I know a few people would probably try it. Make sure it's sterile and make sure you... I mean, I don't want to recommend it, but if you you probably are going to do it.
So. Yeah. I feel you.
It's like the whole thing with like drinking and drugs. Like, I'm not going to tell you not to do it because you probably are, but just do it safely.
Yeah.
So preventing it, there are quite a few things you can do to prevent it, which is good. So the first one is obviously, I mean, they're quite obvious, thorough cleansing. So make sure you're removing all makeup, everything that sits on top of the skin, because obviously this is going to cause a build-up if you just leave shit sat there. Mm-hmm. So double cleansing in the evenings, especially this is important if you live in like a polluted area, because those free radicals are on your skin. Mm-hmm. Acid exfoliation wouldn't really work with me, which is sad. So yeah, exfoliate like 2 to 3 times a week, which you kind of should be doing anyway.
Dermalogica have a really, really nice pre-cleanse balm and a really, really nice micro exfoliant, and I feel like those two, they basically gave me some testers that I went away and tried, and they worked really nicely together. That's obviously from my point of view where I don't have it, but I'm just saying if you wanted to follow what you've just said, Dermalogica is, it's not cheap. I respect and understand that not everybody can go and start spending that kind of money, but if you can find something similar to them, they might be really good for you.
Yeah, there definitely will be cheaper alternatives around, won't there, somewhere.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. It specifically said when I was researching acid exfoliation, it didn't really say anything about manual, which is very sad. But you've got your AHAs and your BHAs, which work in two ways. So your AHAs work by lifting off the buildup of dead skin. Mm-hmm. God, I had to try and read that sentence so many times before coming to the microphone. This will leave your skin surface like brighter, smoother, and just a better complexion.
Yeah.
I'm sad that I can't use them. And then your BHA is proper penetrating deep into your pores to shift build up and help clear any breakouts and just proper getting in there.
They're really, really, really good for congestion. So if you feel like your skin isn't spotty, but it's also not nice and soothed and calm, I would say that that's a notorious sign of congestion. I get it all the time.
Yeah, sad. So using your AHAs and your BHAs. Another one is retinols, which I must point out from the last thing, the last little point I made. You cannot use retinols with AHAs.
Yeah.
I think it's AHAs or is it BHAs? I'm pretty sure it's AHAs.
Yeah.
We do have a full ep about retinols, so.
Yeah, it basically just really makes your skin super sensitive. And if you're just whacking everything on there, it's just really bad for you if your skin can't handle it.
They're also only meant to be used at night, aren't they, retinols? Because they make your skin...
photosensitivity, which we also did an ep on a few weeks ago.
Yes, but if you haven't listened to that episode on retinols, then you will not know that they basically just assist with cell turnover, which allows the milia to come up to the surface, like right to the surface.
Yes.
So that's pretty much... Oh, also, avoid a proper thick cream. That's literally in my notes. Avoid a proper thick cream. That could cause any build-up or anything. That's all me on milia spots. Basically, tiny little white cysts that look like they'd be amazing to pop, but you can't pop them, so don't even try because you'll be wasting your time and you'll be really disappointed.
Yeah.
You can get them just randomly, like... They'll just pop up on you. They'll just creep up on you. Mm. They're really annoying. You can get them professionally removed or you can just try and prevent them from via all the different ways I've just said.
Fantastic.
Oh, it's also worth me saying, sorry, I've got this other little note up, which, annoying, there's different types.
Oh,
as
God.
If I'm just, I kind of ended that sentence being like, yep, so here are the summaries. By the way, there's about six different types of them.
Oh, God.
So I'm just going to go through them really, 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 really quickly because can't be arsed talking about them anymore. They're annoying. So you've got neonatal, which is in the newborns. Like I said, they're really common in
newborn
babies.
That's like 50% of newborn babies get milia spots.
Yeah. Often on the nose, you know, like on the side of your nose where you get like build up of blackheads and stuff. That's where the babies had to get milia more. Primary milia, which is in adults, whatever. So this is mainly the ones that you'll find on your eyelids, cheeks, forehead,
buttocks,
and genitals. You've got milia en plec, which is when it's all clumped together.
Mm-hmm.
You've got multiple eruptive milia, which is where the numerous bumps appear over the same area over like several different weeks or months. Annoying. So it can get quite itchy, which is sad.
Mm.
You've got traumatic milia.
Yeah.
Which you can get from like burns, blistering, skin resurfacing procedures, or excessive exposure to sunlight, And you've also got milia associated with medication.
Fucking hell, that's
I'm done
shit.
Now. I can't be asked to talk. I can't be asked to say milia anymore.
Well, mine is a very quick roundup. The reason why I'm au fait with keratosis pilaris, which is the chicken skin,
I honestly wish you would stop saying chicken skin.
Sorry,
I know you have
disgusting.
To, but like the word is phrase is disgusting.
It's horrible. Just bumpy skin with like little spots that you can pick. Alex gets it.
I get it on the back of my arms.
I remember when I first met him, I would just love picking it. And then obviously felt like he was being too rude by being like, please stop fucking doing that.
Yeah.
And then one day he was just like, I need you to stop doing that because it's really annoying and it really hurts. But I would just sit there and like scratch my fingers over his arms and his back and like his chest and oh my God.
Yeah, but they are so nice
for it.
Because they're just tiny little bumps, these.
Yeah.
And you'll just, I literally sit there
just,
like this. You'll squeeze them and they go.
Yeah. And I said, and then he turns around one day and he's like, right, you've got 10 left for the rest of your life. I was like, what? And he was like, and now you're on 8 because you've just picked 2. I was like, oh my God, I didn't realise there's a countdown. I was like, what? So if I marry and stay with you forever, then I've got 10 for the rest of my life. He's like, you literally have 10.
No,
and as soon as you get that many, 8, then that's it, you're done. Even this morning, I was like, I'll just go down. I'll go one down if you let me pick it. It looks like a good one. But then the worst thing is, he'll pick it. So he is then like, oh yeah, that is a good one, I'll get it. And that pisses me off because... I just want to get it and his nails aren't it's a whole thing.
We're on the whole different end of the spectrum.
Well,
Cal loves it. He cannot go if I don't pick his back before you go to sleep, he's like, you're gonna do it. It sends him to sleep. He loves it.
Oh my God.
And then I'm like, right, night, and we just fall asleep like an actual old couple.
Oh my God,
I love it.
Fuck, Oh, well, I've got 8 left.
Enjoy.
Well, it's actually, it's very common in adolescents. So that's between 50 to 80% of adolescents will get it, and then approximately 40% of adults will get it. And again, it's a genetic condition that you can't cure, and nobody really knows why keratin builds up. But it's not infectious, like, you really don't need to worry about it at all. It's mostly just if you wanted to get like a smoother skin. So the way that it works differently on your body to the milia on your face is that it basically affects the hair follicle rather than the pore. So what happens is the keratin that helps form obviously the top layer of your skin, but also your hairs, gets kind of blocks the hair follicle. And the hair follicle sits next to your pore anyway, but it completely blocks it, and it forms like a plug. And then that's when you'll be able to kind of like nick it, and then there'll be like, if you look close enough, you'll see the little hair. But you'll be able to nick it, and then once you've got rid of that little bit of keratin, then it's done and it's gone, and the hair will come out. But that is all it is. So it's all of your hair follicles that have been affected by it, on the backs of your arms, on your legs, or on your butt cheeks. And again, it's just the preventatives rather than actually trying to cure it. So the obvious thing to do would be to exfoliate it manually. That will work, because obviously, like I said, to get rid of it, all you need to do is just catch it with your nail, and then that's it, it's done. So if you're exfoliating, then your skin in general will be softer, so it will help your hair to penetrate through any keratin. But also having some kind of cleanser, whether it's for your body or whether you just use a toner, that has glycolic acid or salicylic acid in it, which is what you were saying. So just having something with these gentle acids in will really help to like get in and deep and unplug and unclog anything, but will also help to shift any dead skin cells on the top. So make sure that you're using some form of exfoliant, whether it be a manual exfoliate or an acid one. But also, you know how much I hate this bullshit about cellulite, but you know the brushes that they try and get you to use, like the hard brushes with the little plastic bubbly bits in them. You could use that, and that will help to kind of break down that top layer of skin that's kind of died and is all just doesn't need to be there.
I kind of don't want to get rid of it. I like it.
I know, it is fun to pick.
It's so satisfying.
I do love to pick it. But yeah, I think the best way about it, if you desperately want to get rid of it, would be getting the Pixi Glycolic Acid Toner, you know, the 5%, the Glow Toner. Have one of those brushes and just give that a buff before you get in the shower, because then obviously when you wash it can get rid of it all. But also The Ordinary have the salicylic acid mask, so it might be quite nice to put that on.
Imagine
and
just
then
masking your
and
arms
leave it and then wash
just
it
masking
off.
My bingo wings, what about you?
Yeah.
what about you?
But yeah, if it's up to you, maybe you want to get like a face wash with salicylic or glycolic acid in it that you can just keep in the shower. And after you've washed your body, just go over it with that, leave that for your body and have a separate cleanser for your face. But there's loads of really reasonably priced things on the market that can help it.
Yeah, fair enough.
So I think kind of the long and short of this episode is, unfortunately, you can't get it and it's a genetic thing, but the good news is there's plenty that you can do to try and combat it. And I guess in the winter, you're covering up your arms anyway, so it doesn't really matter. But unless you're Alex and you don't like your girlfriend picking it, then that's what you need to do to try and get rid of it.
Fair enough.
I don't have any other news in terms of keratin.
No, neither
do you.
I, no.
That's our full roundup of how keratin affects your skin then.
And milk and milk spots and chicken skin.
Yep. Have we got any news, Ames?
No.
Wild.
Sauce.
Well, you're about to go and shag a giant roast dinner.
Cauliflower cheese.
And I have absolutely no idea what I'm going to make.
Let me just tell all the audience, I did invite you for a Sunday roast.
Yes, you did.
I'm not a bitch.
No. I'm just trying very hard to save. But then I also did just get a call from Al saying, oh yeah, these cushions are £45.
Cool.
Thanks. That's your Christmas present.
Awesome.
Woohoo. Right, Ames, I'm going to love you and leave you. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Mm-hmm. Please do keep sharing about the pod, sharing your thoughts and your love and leaving a little review, subscribing. And we will do our best to keep providing you with endless, fantastic content.
I hate you so much.
The same way I ended last week's episode, I'm going to get a cup of Earl Grey.
Oh, for God's sake.
I'm really enjoying it at the moment and I just don't know what it is. I just fucking love an Earl Grey. Would Twinings like to sponsor us with their delicious Earl Grey tea bags?
That'd be great, but what benefit would I have out of that?
I would be a happier person.
Mm.
Not feeling it?
No.
Bitch.
I'd rather
get me the Earl Grey.
I'm a selfish cat. No, I'm joking. I'm not. Not yet.
Well, let's go.
Bye-bye.
Let's leave our lovely listeners. Au revoir.
See ya.
Bye. Love you. Bye.